Okay, Chevra, so welcome to tonight's segment of Judaism. What we are discussing and have been discussing like for the last number of weeks is the machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avahu, which means that all Isurim that are Asur Bahana'ah, how do you know that? So Chizkiyah says, I know because when the Torah says, Lo ye'achel le'nif'al, that means that you should not do anything that comes with day achila, and hana'ah comes with day achila, because why else would you enjoy something? Why else would you have benefit unless you want to eat? That's basically Chizkiyah Svara. And Rabbi Avahu says, no, when the Torah says, lo tochal, when the Torah says, don't eat in the binyan kal, that means both Isra achila and Isra hana'ah. And the Gemara, starting on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, went through a million, that's probably eight sources or so. That first the Gemara learns from the fact that the nevela, you're allowed to give it to a ger, etc. That teaches me that it's usur b'hana'ah. Like that is the paradigm according to Rabbi Avahu. The fact Rabbi Avahu within Rabbi Meir, that you could take the nevela and give it to a ger, sell it to a goy, give it to a goy, sell it to a ger, you can do whatever you want, that indicates that nevela otherwise would be asur b'hana'ah. That is the first thing. Then the Gemara goes on and the Gemara says, well, we also have Gid Hanasha. We ask questions from Gid Hanasha. The Gemara says, well, Gid Hanasha ultimately perhaps is considered part of the basar. Then the Gemara says, well, maybe we're going to learn from Dam. Well, no, Dam is not Asur Bahana'ah because we compare Dam to Mayim. Then the Gemara, and just like water is not Asur Bahana'ah, Dam is not Asur Bahana'ah. Then the Gemara goes on to Eiver Min Hachai. And then the Gemara goes on to Shar HaNiskal. And then the Gemara goes on to Orla. And then the Gemara goes on to Truma, and then the Gemara goes on to Nazir. Right? The Gemara keeps on going through different dinim, and ultimately, everything that we bring up, we have a pasuk for. So by Arla, we have a pasuk that says Lachem. Right? By everything that we bring up, there's a pasuk to tell me that it is not going to be Asur B'hana'ah, even though it says Lo Tochal, and according to Rabbi Avahu, presumably it should be Asur B'hana'ah. And when it says Lo Ye'achel, also, in those cases, should be Asur B'hana'ah according to Chizkiyah, but we have psukim, psukim, psukim on top of psukim. That's basically this whole Gemara. Michti. So the Gemara says on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, Michti, Osvinu Kohani Kroi V'shaninu. We ask from all of these psukim and we answer them. Chizkiyah V'Rabbi Avahu B'mai Pligi. What is the machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avahu? Now, The question that the Gemara is asking over here of B'mai Pligi is different than the question the Gemara will ask in three lines of Mai Binayhu. Mai Binayhu is asking, what's the nafkamina? Halachically, push come to shove, right? L'mai nafkamina, any halachic difference. Mai Binayhu, and this is a point I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach makes in his notes on the Gemara, Mai Binayhu is sort of the Gemara taking inventory and saying, okay, let's just put things into perspective. Mai Binayhu, what's the difference between them? What does Chizkiyah say? What's Rabbi Avahu say? Like, let's just take stock. That's the Mai Binayhu question. So the Gemara asks, Mai Binayhu, and if I would find the place, I'd be able to continue reading. Mai Binayhu. Oh, excuse me, the Gemara says, B'mai Pligi, I'm sorry, B'mai Pligi is different than Mai Binayhu. Mai Binayhu is what's the nafkamina, and B'mai Pligi is just like, let's take stock. So taking stock means, in which cases does it say, Lo Ye'achel, and it still is going to be Asur B'hana'ah? In most of the cases that we had, it's not Asur B'hana'ah. By Arla, for example, I have a pasuk that says, Lachem, it's not Asur B'hana'ah. But what are the cases that it is Asur B'hana'ah? So the Gemara says it's chametz bePesach veAliba deRabbanon, and Shor HaNiskal veAliba deDivrei HaKol. Chametz b'Pesach, according to the Rabbanon, means, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili that we encountered last night. And Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says that Chametz b'Pesach is not Aser b'Hana'ah. Tana l'atzmecha, how could it be Aser b'Hana'ah? As opposed to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the Chachamim say that Chametz b'Pesach is Aser b'Hana'ah. So that's a case where it says lo ye'achel, and that teaches me Iser Hana'ah. We also have the case of Shar HaNiskal, right? That's Sako Yisakel HaShar V'lo Yeyachel at Pesarel. Then the Shar HaNiskal is going to be Aser. And that's another case. It says Lo Yeyachel, and it's really Aser Bahana'a. That is the two cases where there is ultimately an Iser Hana'a. That's what the Gemara means by B'mai Pligi. Cheski Anafiklemi Lo Yeyachel. Rabbi Avohu Nafiklemi Nevela. Right, Chizkiyah says that these things are also because it says lo ye'achel, and Rabbi Avahu learns from Nevela. Nevela, in this sense, is the trigger, meaning Nevela teaches Rabbi Avahu that lo yochal means iser hana'ah. Right, Atira asked me about this when I first came in tonight. Like, what do you mean that we're learning from Nevela? I thought he learned from Lo Yochal. The answer is that Nevela is the source that Lo Yochal means Aser B'Hana'ah. So far, so good? I think it's good. Okay, and I got one affirmative head shake. So that's all we need. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Avahu learned from Nevela. So Michti. The Gemara says, let's investigate. Bein Lamar, Bein Lamai. It's Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar. It's Aser B'Hana'ah. Mai Beinayu. Is there any nafgamina? Is there any practical difference? Zok the Gemara, Ika Beinayu, Chulin Shanishkatu Ba'azara. Chizkiya Savar. That Lo Ye'achel Lim Ute Hani, Oso Lim Ute Chulin Shanishkatu Ba'azara. Rabbi Avahu Savar, Oso Lim Ute Hani, Chulin Shanishkatu Ba'azara. Basically, what the Gemara is saying now, and it's interesting that the Gemara doesn't say this explicitly, is we're going within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember, when it comes to Nevela, the Torah says, what does that mean? So Rabbi Meir says, do whatever you want. Give it to a guy, sell it to a guy, give it to a ger, sell it to a ger. It's all grant. It's all fair game. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Devar Kiksavon, you have to do it, right? Nesin alegeir, mechir alonachim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't use the pasuk of Nevela to teach me that that word lo yochal always means iser hana'ah. So how do you know that lo yochal means iser hana'ah? Or excuse me, how do you know that ordinary isurim? I say it differently. How do I know that ordinary isurim are aser b'hana'ah? Zok the Gemara, I learned it from the pasuk of Treifa Lakelav Tashlichun Otel. That you're supposed to throw the Treifa to a dog. Also Atamash Lakelav, but you can't throw all Isurim Lakelav. Right? In other words, it's Usur to give Isurim to a dog because you're getting Hana'ah, and standard Isur is Usur B'Hana'ah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, I learn that things are aser b'hana'ah from treifa / lakelav tashlifun oso. Oso tells me it's aser b'hana'ah. But Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir says, I know that stuff is aser b'hana'ah from nevela, from lager asher b'sharecha titnana v'achala. So what does oso teach me? So oso teaches me chulin b'azara. Lakev tashlichon also, you're allowed to throw a standard iser to a dog, but chulan ba'azara, you can't throw to a dog. Because chulan and shenishkut ba'azara is do'iraisa, and it's really aser b'hana'ah. The other opinion says that chulan shenishkut ba'azara is not do'iraisa, it's drabonon. So ultimately, when all the dust settles in this Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is the only practical nafgamina between Chizki and Rabbi Avahu is within the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda is Chulin Ba'azara D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. That's the only nafgamina. The only nafgamina between Chizki and Rabbi Avohu is within the time of Rabbi Yehuda, whether Churban Bazar is there as a Rabban. Sometimes, Rav Shechter likes to say it like this, sometimes the issues in Shas, which sound like the most broad issues, have absolutely no nafgamina. For example, the Gemara in the beginning of Temura has a long sugya, like three daf. Milsa de Amar Rachmana lo saveri ovid mahani o lo mahani. Right? When the Torah says don't do something, and you do it, is there a chalos or there's no chalos? Yavid mahani or yavid lo mahani? And it seems like at first glance, wow, this is like really, really big, no? And you keep on turning the pages in Temura, and ultimately there's like no nafgamina. Because every case that you think is a nafgamina, no, it's this pasuk, it's that pasuk, that's the same thing over here. Chizki and Rabbi Avohu, push comes to shove, the nafgamina is like this tiny little dakistika idea of churban bazara, whether it's the rice or not the rice, so within Rabbi Yehuda. So far, so good, Abigail? Okay, excellent. If Abigail is like on board, so I don't have to ask anyone else. We're good. Now, Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos asks Akasha, what is Tosfos' question, ladies? Tosfos may be naive. Again? Chama itznuksha. Right. Tamal Rashba. The Rashba, by the way, in Tosfos is not the same Rashba in the Chidushe HaRashba. Right? This is a Sfaradi Rishon. The Rashba in Tosfos is an Ashkenazi Baal HaTosfos. So the Rashba asks Akasha, there is a big nafkamina about Chama itznuksha and Chama itzayadei taroves. Chomet Dogon Gomer Ayyadei Taroves, which we learn from a pasuk of Kol Machmetzet Lo Tolchelu, that you should not eat any Machmetzet. Machmetzet is kind of like Chomet, not exactly. Apparently, Tosfos is asking, according to Rabbi Avohu, it should be Osir Bahana'a, because it says Lo Tolchelu, but according to Chizki, it should not be Osir Bahana'a. So that's Tosfos' kasha. Now, we will have to, and we'll do this in 3-4 minutes, define the terms. What is chametz nuksha, and what is chametz ayde taroves? I will have to figure that out in a couple of minutes. But Tosfos asks the kasha, how come we don't have a great nafgamina of chametz nuksha, whether it's aser bahana'a or not? So how does Tosfos answer the kasha?
Why Chizki would say that it's
right, because Chizki holds it's only Asur Bahana'a when the Torah says it in the Lashon Nif'al. Right, when the Torah says Lo Tei Achel. But over here the Torah says in the Lashon Kal, Kol Machmetzet Lo Tochelu. So it should not be Asur Bahana'a according to Chizki. But according to Rabbi Yavoh, it should be Asur Bahana'a. That's why this is Kasha. It's a pretty good Kasha. How does Tosfos answer the Kasha, Chevra?
Since it's basically included in the Eser Achila Matzah, and therefore it's also included in the Eser Menachah.
So you're close, but you're missing two words in Tosfos. Tosfos says what you just said. Tosfos says, V'chi Tema. Right? V'chi Tema means Tosfos has a suggestion that maybe the Eser of Chametz Nuksha is, since it's Aser Ba'achila, it should also be Aser Bahana'a. Maybe even according to Chizki, Chametz Nuksha is going to be Aser Bahana'a. But Tosfos says that's not true, because if that would be the case, it would even be Chiyuv Karis. Meaning, Tosfos is proposing, there are two types of Isurim in the Torah. Or there are Isurim which are extensions of another Isur, and there are Isurim which are creations. Right? Sometimes you could have something that's a new din entirely. And sometimes you could have something that is a subset. It's an extension of a previously known halacha. Chametz Nuksha, that I learned from Kol Machmetzet Lo Tochelu, is it a new halacha? If it's a new halacha, so then we could say, well, according to Rabbi Avahu, it's aser banah, according to Chizki, it's not. But if it's an extension, if it's just expanding the idea of chametz, we're saying chametz nutra is also chametz. So then, right, you would say, even according to Chizki, it should be aser banah. But Tosa says, this is rejected as being out of hand. It's impossible, Zachtaisis, that Chametz Nuksha is an extension because, I'll let you finish the sentence. Why can it not be an extension? Because you're not Chayav Karis. If it would be an extension, you'd be Chayav Karis. Well, Maisa, you're not Chayav Karis. So that's what Tosa suggests.
Can it be that you share certain meaning with it, but not others?
Yes, it can definitely be like that, but we'll have to develop this idea. The main chakira that we're putting out there is the nature of chametz nuksha. Is chametz nuksha an extension, or is it inudin? Right? I sent you, did anyone have a chance to read it? I sent you a couple of pages from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. What we're going to be doing now for the next, I don't know how long, probably half an hour or so, is just none of these ideas. Well, there's going to be one idea that's my own, but everything else is straight from Rebbe. Taisvis is saying it cannot be an extension. Were it to be an extension, it would be Chayiv Karis. If you look in the Chidushei Haran, that is the last source I sent out. So if you look in the Chidushei Haran, right, the Ran, Dibra Masko Mai Beinayhu, right, you should have it on the Shiur WhatsApp. He asks the same question. Let's say the Nafgamina is Chametz Nuksha Chametz Dagon Gomor. Yesh Lomar, Kevan de Isrbi Isr Hanaba Chametz, Mi Lo Yochal Chametz, Apilu Lechizkiya Ko Isr Chametz Bechlal. Even according to Chizkiya, everything that is called chametz is included. Teda, that Rabbi Yehuda uses that pasuk for chametz la'achar zmano, etc. Basically, the Ran is saying the idea that Tosis proposed but rejected. The Ran is saying that chametz nuksha is an extension of the iser of chametz. Aye, how come it is not chayiv kares? So the Ran just says, well, Isser, Achila, and Hana'ah are the same. So for them, a Gilei Milsa is sufficient. But the Isser Hana'ah is, excuse me, but the Chiyuv Karis is totally different. Achila and Hana'ah are a package. So the Gilei Milsa, the fact that I'm saying the Chametz Nuksha is included in Chametz, that means Achila and Hana'ah. The Karis, says the Ran, is not part of the package, but the Ran does not fully explain why not. But what I see from the Ran is that the Ran is running with this idea that Tosis proposed. Unlike Tosis, who takes the Karis question as being insurmountable, the Ran is saying, like, yeah, don't bother me with the Karis question. It still is an extension, therefore it's not an afkamina. According to Tyson, it should be an afkamina. Ms. Racklin, how are you?
If it is an extension, why do we need it? Like, why don't we just assume that anything that
happens? So here's the thing. Chametz Nuksha is only an extension because the Pasuk teaches me Komach Metzet Lo Tolchelo. If not for the Pasuk of Komach Metzet, Chametz Nuksha would not be included. Komach Metzet teaches me that Chametz Nuksha is included. But now I have a question. Does Komach Metzet teach me that Chametz Nuksha is regular Chametz? Or does Komach Metzet teach me that Chametz Nuksha is a new din? So far, so good?
Yeah. Can I ask you another question?
I give you permission.
Maybe I don't know if it's up, because we say, even though Komach Metzet is a noun, can we say that it's like in a nifal form? And then it like goes like the
yes being a nifal. Machmetzet, again, Machmetet is a noun, but it's in the, I don't think it's in the nif'al form. It'd be like in the hif'il form, right?
I prefaced the question, but I may not
have to. I mean, elementary school was a long time ago. I really tried to forget all of this stuff, but it's actually important. Did you also have to like memorize your binyanim in elementary school?
From first to 11th grade, and then you just forget all of it.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Yes, yeah, so I actually had the opposite. Like,
right,
I didn't.
That makes sense.
Right.
Well, like, you just learn how to talk in a certain context.
Like, I mean, I remember a little bit, like, I'm in yeshiva, like, we had to have, like, two Israeli roommates, two American roommates. That was, like, the rule. It's like you had to pick up some Hebrew. It's, like, not possible not to. But I didn't know how to speak to any girls. Not because I was so frail. Okay, but turn to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Well, actually, you know, let's turn to Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Right, we'll start from the Mishnah Mem Beis. We have not yet defined what exactly is Chametz Nuksha and Chametz Ayidei Terubis. We have to define these terms. So the first Mishnah in the third Perek, Elu over in the Pesach, the following things you violate or you are over on Pesach, we'll have to explain what that means. Kuta Chabavri, Shefar Hamadi, Chometz Adumi. Those three things are called Taruvas Chometz. Kutach, we already, right, we learned famous Kutach right at the beginning of our Perek on Kafala, right? It's like this milkic salad dressing that has some Chometz in it. That's Taruvas Chometz. Shechar Hamadi, actually someone just called me on the phone probably 45 minutes ago that his son doesn't eat any dairy, doesn't eat any meat, and they found this thing that the son can eat called malt. Is the son allowed to eat malt on Pesach?
Isn't malt barley?
Malt is barley! Malt is like really, really, I'm like, that's the equivalent of eating bread. That's like really bad, right? That's Shefar Hamadi. Shefar Hamadi is Taruvas Chometz. It's a mixture of the real Chometz with other stuff. Chometz Adumi, the same thing. Then we have stuff called Zitom HaMitzri. It's like, I have no idea what it is. Gemara says it. Zuman Shaltzaba'in is the dyers have a certain base that they put there. Ameiron Shaltzaba'in and Kulan Shaltzaba'in and Tachshitei Nashim. The last three, four things, the first three are called Chometz, Gomer, Ayidei Taruvis. The last three or four are what we call Chometz Nuksha. The standard translation of Chometz Nuksha is Chometz that is inedible. Chometz Ayidei Taruvis is edible, no? It is possible, I don't want to break anyone's heart, it is possible to drink beer, right? That is Chometz Ayidei Taruvis. It's edible. Chometz Nuksha is paint. Right? Chometz Nuksha is Tachshitei Nashem. It's some sort of makeup. It's not edible. These items, Sakti Gemara now turns to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Fourth wide line. Mem Gimel, Tanya Kavasi Reb Yehuda, Komach Metzet Lo Tochelu, Lerabos, Kuta Chabav, Sheikha Madi, Chometz Adumi, Zitam Hamitri, Yacho Yehe Anash Kares, Talmud Lomar, Kiko Ocher Chometz, Benichrisa, Al Chometz Dagon Gomor Anash Kares, Al Eruvo Belav. Meaning the Gemara has a Gezeras Hakasov that Kiko Ocher Chometz, Benichrisa. Only bona fide Chometz, the real McCoy, only full fledged Chometz is their Kares. But anything else, there is no kares. That means there is no kares, a gezeres hakasov. Kiko ochel chametz v'nechrusa. The gezeres hakasov tells me only chametz has kares, not anything else. Now, the Ran is telling me that, yeah, fundamentally, chametz nuksha is an extension of the iser chametz. and there should be kares, but I have exeris hakosav that there isn't. Tosfos, however, is saying that no, the fact that there is no kares is megala that chametz nuksha is not an extension of chametz. It's megala that chametz nuksha is a nuden. That's what Tosfos will say. If you go back to the first daf in the third parak, daf mem beis amud aleph. Okay, let's take a look at that first Tosfos in the parak. First Tosfos. Elu overin b'pesach. What does the word overin mean? Okay, Chaver, just take a look at the Tosfos. Read it quickly yourselves. First Tosfos in the third parak. Anyone? Louder?
Over here.
Oh, hi.
I think it's just saying Bayer and Bayer Matzah.
Who says Bayer and Bayer Matzah? Tosfot quotes Perish HaKuntris. Tosfot quotes that Rashi understands Elu Ovrin B'Pesach means, the word Ovrin means that you violate Bayer and Bayer Matzah. Right, that according to Rashi, Elu Ovrin B'Pesach, and that Mishnah is about Chametz Nuksha, you violate Ba'yira e Ba'yimatze on Chametz Nuksha, which means you should be trying very hard to get rid of your Chametz Nuksha from the house, according to Rashi. There is an Isser Ba'yira e on Chametz Nuksha. Tosfos, however, says right, that the Riva also has a Diyuk from the Lashon of Ovrim. That's mashma ovrim min ha'olam. Ovrim means you destroy it, right? So this, again, I don't know if makeup today is the same as it used to be. I think most does not have any chametz in it. Even if it does, like if you have like an oatmeal based, some like soaps and stuff have oatmeal base in them, which is like real chametz. But we'll talk about like in 2 minutes, or it's probably heter gamor. But according to Rashi, Ovrim means that there is Ba'yira, Ba'yimatz, and Chometz Nuksha. But says Tosfos, V'ein nira l'Rabbeinu tam. D'mashma d'cho hanach marbina mikom achmetet lo tochelu. V'afilu ba'achilu lo hava mechayev ilav d'rab yekra. U'mehechatesi Ba'yira, Ba'yimatz. Right, what's the Rabbeinu tam saying? Not exactly, but the ein nirel rabbeinu tam, because demashma deko hanoch marbinon mikom achmetzet lo tochelu, va'afilu ba'afilu lo have a mechayev vilav de rabbi yikra. If not for the fact that I have a pasuk of kom achmetzet, there would be no prohibition to eat makeup or whatever these things are. There'd be no prohibition even to eat it. The Gzeres HaKosov, says the Rabbeinu Tam, is that you can't eat it, but mehechatesi bayira bayimotze. Why on earth would you be in violation of bayira bayimotze on the tachshite noshin, the kolon shosaparim, whatever it is? So Rabbeinu Tam says that the word ovrin means get it off your table. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says there's no ba'yira'e ba'yimatze, but since there's an iser achila, you cannot have your chametz nuksha on the table. So Rashi says that chametz nuksha is subject to the rules of ba'yira'e ba'yimatze. Tosfos says that there is no ba'yira'e ba'yimatze on chametz nuksha. It is only an Isser Achila. Yes, Abigail.
In my art class yesterday, we had someone who illuminated his own Haggadah. So he was telling us that the binding that he used has meat on it.
Oh.
And then someone said, like, how do you use that on Pesach? And he said that a lot of the Rishonim had to, like, deal with the fact that that was how books were made, so they allowed Kamehameha.
Slowly?
That, like, that's how books were made. So, like, all the Rishonim had to deal with this. So, yeah.
That's our Mishnah, right? Kolon shel saparim, right? The binding of books has like some sort of glue. What course was this?
Jewish illuminated manuscripts.
Who teaches that? That sounds cool.
By Simon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's my neighbor. Okay, excellent. It sounds like a fun course, but correct, right? Our Mishnah says that kolon shel saparim is called chametz nuksha. According to Rashi, there is Bayira Bayimatze on it. Tosfos says there's no Bayira Bayimatze. But you just can't have it on your table. You can't eat the binding of your book. Now, let's just plug this into our Chakira. Not so complicated. Extension creation?
So I guess it's not an extension because if it were an extension, you would be violating Bayira Bayimatze.
So according to Tosfos, it's not an extension, but according to Rashi, it is an extension. Right? The Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos as to whether it's Bayira, Bayimatze, is whether it's an extension. And we now see that Tosfos is Nishitasam. Right? Our Tosfos doesn't answer the Kasha. Right? Tosfos asks, let's say there's a Nafkamina between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avohu, Vachomit Nuksha. And Tosfos says, and you can't tell me it's an extension. Because Tosfos, consistent with his opinion about Membeis, assumes it's not an extension, and therefore there is no Bayimatze on Chameit Nuksha, according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, there is. As a matter of halacha and shulchan aruch, we do not paskin like Rashi, therefore you do not have to get rid of your makeup, etc., even if it has Chameit in it. Whether you're allowed to use the makeup on Pesach that has Chameit in it, so some of the poskim say that that depends on the shaila of whether sicha is kishtia. There's a gemara at the beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma that we know there are chamisha inuyim on Yom Kippur. No, Yom Kippur is also bachila shtia rechitza sicha nilas asan al tashma shamita. Right, achila and shtia counts as one. Right? When they teach it to you in grade school, they count achila and shtia as two because they don't want to explain to you what tashma shamita is. You think I'm joking. No, that's the way I learned it.
Yeah.
Right? But... but here's the thing. Sicha. It wasn't like this in SAR or Frisch or... Okay.
I remember in fifth grade that they explained it to us and they didn't enjoy themselves. But I remember learning.
Interesting. Okay. It's not such a crazy thing. I mean, it's actually worse because when I was in fourth grade or third grade, whatever, they told me that Tashma Shamita meant you can't make your bed. So on Tisha B'Av in camp, this is 100% true. Tisha B'Av in camp, I didn't make my bed. And my counselor is like, well, we make our bed. Why are you not making a bed? I'm like, no, well, Tashma Shamita is usher. And they're like, we'll leave you alone. Okay, so there you have it. But here's the thing. How do you know that Sicha is usher in Yom Kippur? So the Gemara derives from a pasuk that sicha is considered kishtiya, right? Batovo ki shemen ba'atmosa, etc. Right? That we learn from a pasuk that sicha is kishtiya, that anointing yourself is like drinking. So there are some who say, well, maybe you shouldn't use the soap that has, let's say, oatmeal in it because of sicha kishtiya. It's like you're getting hana from the chametz. It's even worse than hana. You're drinking it. It's probably not true. It's probably heter gamor, because the oatmeal that's in these soaps is already nifsal me'achilas kelev, no? Once something is nifsal me'achilas kelev, it completely loses its chametz status, so there's absolutely no problem of using soap on Pesach that has oatmeal in it, etc. It's mamish nifsal, like there's nothing to really talk about. So let's go on.
Question.
Yeah.
Why didn't Tosfot use this as the reason why it can't be that it's an extension of the Bayer?
Well, in other words, Ba'yirah Ba'yimotzeh is not beferish in the Gemara. Tosus by us is saying it's not an extension because there's no kares. Right, that's beferish in the Gemara, that there's no kares. Tosus is using the idea of no kares as a trigger to say it's not an extension. Now, so Rashi and Tosus have the same machlokas that the Ran and Tosus have as to whether Chometz Nuksha is an extension or not. In Rav Aaron's Shi'urim, he shows that there is a discussion in Rishonim about whether Chometz Nuksha is usher on Erev Pesach, or is it only usher on Pesach? Is Chometz Nuksha usher after Pesach? The Knas that we have of Chometz Shavar Lof HaPesach, does that apply to Chometz Nuksha or not? So that should also be dependent on this question, whether it's an extension or a creation. This is like the Aleph base of the Sugya. Now, we still haven't fully defined our terms, right? So Chometz Nuksha, I give examples of it, but we haven't really defined what it is yet. So turn to the Mishnah on Mem Chesamid Beis. The second Mishnah on Mem Chesamid Beis. Seur Yisareif. Seur is the Talmudic term for what we're calling this type of Chametz Nuksha. And the Seur Yisareif, you have to burn the Seur. V'ha'ochlo potter. If you eat se'ur, potter means it's usher midrabanan. Siduk yisareif, v'ochlo chayiv kares. Siduk is more than se'ur. There are, actually, when I taught psachim, when I was a Rebbe in BMP, at the beginning of the semester, we took, we did an experiment. We bought wheat flour and barley flour and oat flour and rice flour, and we mixed it with water and we stirred it up and we left it in the room for a very long time. And it just left. Now, it's not going to rise, because in order to rise, you need like some sort of natural spores in the air to make it rise. It doesn't really rise. But over time, it begins to crack. You see like little cracks that develop in the top of the mixture of wheat flour and water. Before it begins to crack, it gets white. There's like a whitish coloring on the top. It looks like dust fell on it. The rice flour, over time, begins to smell very bad. The Gemara tells me, on Daf Lamed Hey, that orez doesn't come with a chimot, it comes with a seirachon. Right? It really, you can try this on your own if you want. Right? Try an experiment, it doesn't take that long. Right? 18 minutes, nothing happens. But like, over time, you will begin to notice that the wheat and the barley flour first gets like whitish, it gets like the powder on top, and then it begins to crack. The rice also first gets whiter and then it begins to crack, but the rice begins to smell bad, which probably means seirachon. If you're interested, I could give you some articles in the Tchumen Journal about the science of chimots. What exactly is the difference between how come rice we assume is not chametz and other stuff? Scientifically, you have to, there's some amount of beta amylase that breaks down. Again, like I understand this stuff, but I don't. But I could show you the article. So I assume the person who wrote the article knew what he was talking about. So, Seur Yisareif, the Mishnah says. If I have something which is partially chametz, right, say, or you have to burn it. If you eat it, it's asur midrabanan. Siduk, you're chayiv kares. Ezuhu se'ur. What is se'ur? That's kekarnei chagavim. It begins to have like grasshopper horns, which means small cracks. Siduk is shenit arvu stakin zebazeh. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. Siduk means that the cracks like combine. It's more cracked. V'chachomim amrim zebazeh ha'ochlo chayiv kares. Ezehu se'ur koshech sifu panav. Right, the seur, according to the Chachamim, is it just gets white at the top. Hechsifu panav, your face like gets blanched, like a person who's scared. Ka'adam she'amdu sarosav, it's like in the cartoons. Now when you get scared, like your hair stands up, if you have hair, right? That's the. So basically, there's a machlokes tanoim. What is seur? What's the mitzvah of it? The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that Se'ur involves small cracks. And the Chachamim, who we will see on Daf Mem Gimel, the Chachamim say that Se'ur involves just getting white. But once it has cracks, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Meir, it is Chametz Gomer. So there's a machlokas. What Se'ur is. Se'ur is partial chametz. But at what stage in the process is it partial chametz? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's partial chametz when it cracks. Apparently, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's just white at the top, it still is matzah. You could eat it at the Seder. But according to the Chachamim / Rabbi Meir, once it begins to crack, it is chametz gomer. And se'ur, which is asur midrabanan, is when it's white at the top. That's the machlokes hatanoim. And the Gemara on Mem Gimel picks up on this as well. And the Gemara says that there's a machlokes Remei and Reb Yehuda about 2 points. Point one is the definition of se'ur as opposed to real chametz. Rabbi Meir says that se'ur means it gets white, and that's asur midrabanan. The cracks is asur min ha'Torah. It's chayiv kares. Rabbi Yehuda says when it's white at the top, it's matzah, and that's what the Gemara says. Man tana du chametz. Dogon gomor ayide taruvis. Vinuksha be'ene bilav. Who is it who says that there's an isur d'oraisa on chametz nuksha? So the Gemara answers, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, it's a mayor, about Se'or. Now, the Gemara basically is, how do you say this in English? It's making a tsushtel. It's comparing two ideas. The Gemara is comparing the idea of chametz nuksha with this idea of se'ur. Se'ur means that the chimutz process began, but it stopped. We compare chametz nuksha, which we explained is inedible chametz. It's like makeup or the like. We compare chametz nuksha to se'ur. And nish'elat hasha'ela, what on earth is this comparison? Right, the Gemara asks, who's the opinion that says there's an Isra D'oraisa by Chametz Nuksha? Zak the Gemara, it's Rabbi Meir by Se'or. But 1 second, Lo Karav Zel Zekal Alaylo. Because Se'or is the beginning of the Chimutz process, but it stops. Chametz Nuksha is that it's not edible.
Also,
when
they are
hafted, when
one's
in Isra D'oraisa. Well, Chametz Nuksha, we're assuming is Asur Min HaTorah.
Right.
And Se'or, according to Rabbi Meir, is Asur Min HaTorah also. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Meir, it's Asur Min HaTorah. But the cases seem to not be similar. So if you look at, so the Gemara over here basically says, that the thing that Rabbi Yehuda considers heter gomor, if it's just weight at top, you're allowed to give it to your dog, it's mutter b'hana'ah. The thing that Rabbi Yehuda considers heter gomor, Rabbi Meir says, is aser b'hana'ah. Right, that's the way the Gemara puts it together. But look at Rashi here. Rashi Seor. So Rashi explains on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Seor is its Shalon Yisrami, it's called Tzorko. Seor Pligim Masnisin. Reb Meir says Seor means that the Hechsifu Panav, it gets like white. This is the beginning of Chimot. So according to Reb Yehuda, Seor means it gets to crack, like Karnei Chagovin. Echad Lekan, Echad Lekan. The Hechsifu Panav, according to Reb Yehuda, is Mamish Matzah. According to Reb Meir, Karnei Chagovin is Chametz Gomorhu. And our Gemara says that Seor Yisareif, that's Aser B'Hana'ah, means the Seor for Reb Meir of Hechsifu Panav, you should burn according to Meir. Say it, Rabbi Yehuda, you should burn according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda would say the Seor of Reb Meir, etc. That's what the Gemara goes on. Let's just skip a couple lines in the Rashi. So Rashi says, "Dimas nisin de amar nuksha be'ene belav." You see it; it's like two lines underneath the Hagos Habach. "Dimas nisin de amar nuksha be'ene belav." Do people see it? It's nine lines before the end of this Rashi. Our mission that says the chametz nuksha is belav, for example, seor, which is nuksha, the eno ro'i la'achila ho'il behechmetz sas v'lo gomor. V'lo gomar, meaning chametz nuksha is the equivalent of seor because, says Rashi, the inedible makeup began the process of chimutz, but then that process stopped. And that's what makes it inedible. Again, I do not know the science over here. But what Rashi is saying is that the chametz nuksha is the same as seor, because it's not ro'e la'achila ho'el v'hechmetz k'tas. Right? Rashi is making the link between these two contexts. These two concepts. The reason why it's not edible is because the chimutz process began and it was not completed. And it is not the same as sa'ar, right? Sa'ar is sourdough that we spoke about last night. Because sa'ar is ro'e lahach mitzbo isol sachiros that can make other stuff chametz. This nuksha is the same as sa'ar. Let's just take a pause for a second. Rashi is saying that everybody holds a chametz nuksha is not really edible. Zukt Rashi, the reason why it's not edible is because chimutz began and then stopped. Right? This is just Torah. There is no mada involved in this conversation at all. We don't ask any questions. I don't know the reality. But Rashi says that it is called the chametz nuksha is the same as seor. It began, but it stopped. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tov Mem Beis that chametz nuksha is not really the same as seor at all. The Gemara just has a tradition that they have the same halacha. Chametz nuksha, according to the Magen Avraham, is chametz that's not edible, but it doesn't mean it's mamish not edible. It's edible ayudei hadachak. Well, it's edible with difficulty. That's chametz nuksha according to according to the Magen Avraham, it's not really the same as Seor. It's, we have a tradition that they are treated the same, but they're not really the same. Now, this part is mine. It seems to me that Rashi is of the opinion that Chametz Nuksha is an extension of the regular din of Chametz. When the Torah says, Komach Metzat Lo Tochelu, according to Rashi, we are expanding the category of Chametz to include Chametz Nuksha. And we're expanding the category because fundamentally it's the same thing. It's the same thing in that Chametz started and then it stopped. It's along the same trajectory. It's on the same path. It just didn't get to the last stop. But that's the way Rashi is learning. And that makes much more sense according to Rashi, who says that it is an extension. But the Magen Avraham is saying that on the fundamental level, on the Metzius level, if I ask you what is Chametz Nuksha, it has nothing to do with something that began Chimutz and then stopped. Right? Seor is one process. Chametz Nuksha is inedible Chametz. Right? It's not the same process. It's not that it started and then it stopped. It's totally different. We have a tradition that they're governed by the same rules. But it's not really the same. So we could maintain, and Rav Aryan in his shiur doesn't fully make this link. So that probably means that what I'm saying now is wrong. But it makes sense to me that this machlokas, whether it's an extension or not, which we're saying according to Tosfos, it's not an extension. According to the Ran slash Rashi, it is. That could be because Rashi is defining Chametz Nuksha as being the beginning. It's the primordial Chametz, the beginning of that Chametz process. Then it stopped. That's Nuksha. If that's the case, I can say it's an extension of Chametz because it's on the same track. But if you hold that Chametz Nuksha is a totally different Metzius, then you cannot say it's an extension. Questions, comments, observations, jokes. Okay, so this is, I think this is what I wanted to say on this sugya. Okay, Chaver, excellent. So B'li Neder, try to get to the Gemara in Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Just keep on reading in the Gemara. I don't want to do the sugya of Lav Shebeklalos, really. I'm not sure. At least read the Gemara and Rashi. It's not easy till like the second wide line on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Try to do that tomorrow night. And then maybe on Monday, we'll talk about Lav Shebeklalos. And then Tuesday night, we'll have the Round Robin Tournament.
Our own model Seder.
What? Our own a model Seder? whatever. Yeah, the...